Snag underscore program 0024. One of the cool new features in the upcoming Summer 11 release is dynamic visual force components. Dave Carroll demoed this feature in the Summer 11 preview webinar that he and I did a couple of weeks back. You can watch a recording of the full webinar here, but if you just want to see the dynamic VF components demo, jump to this point of the recording. You can also find detailed documentation for this feature in the VF Developer's Guide for Summer 11. Note for visitors from the future: 1. Who won the 2011 World Series? And b. This documentation link will change once Summer 11 is GA. Let's take a look at the sample code demoed during the webinar and dig a little deeper into this feature. Before we get to the code, however, let's lay some groundwork. 1. So what are dynamic visual force components? This is a new VF feature introduced as pilot in Summer 11, i.e. you need to contact Salesforce support to have it enabled in your org. With this feature, you can generate VF markup in Apex controller / extension code and then insert that markup at runtime in the VF page to generate truly dynamic VF pages whose structure / content is determined at runtime. For example, you can generate an entire Apex output panel, including all its child elements, in the controller based on some business logic / conditions and then insert that panel into the VF page at runtime. 2. Why the new feature? The Visual Force team has been adding support for dynamic VF content over the last couple of releases. Dynamic VF bindings and field sets were the first pieces. Dynamic VF components is the next evolution in that journey, and it allows developers and ISVs to generate truly dynamic VF pages. 3. Wait, can't I already generate dynamic VF pages by using the rendered attribute and/or JavaScript DOM manipulation, for example with a jQuery library? Yes and no. One could certainly implement a dynamic VF page that renders certain elements / sections based on a rendered attribute that is controlled by business logic in the Apex controller / extension. For example, say you have a VF page with 3 output panels, only one of which you render based on certain business conditions, and in each panel you have to render one of 3 possible data tables. That is 9 possible combinations that you would have to code in a complex markup if using the rendered approach. You can, however, accomplish the same functionality with dynamic VF components in a more elegant and natural manner. Specifically, you could use a single Apex dynamic component tag and control which output panel and child data table gets inserted at runtime in the Apex controller / extension code. Another advantage of using dynamic VF components over the rendered approach is performance. The size of the VF component tree should be reduced with dynamic VF components versus multiple tags that use the rendered attribute, and the platform will have to perform less computations, no rendered values to evaluate, to render the page. This should result in some performance improvements for complex and large dynamic pages. It is important to remember that using dynamic VF components is not always the automatic choice when developing a dynamic VF page. In most cases, using static VF markup with a rendered attribute and/or some JavaScript DOM manipulation would still be the appropriate choice. Dynamic VF components are typically better suited for complex dynamic requirements that would otherwise require very complex and hard-to-maintain VF markup. Lastly, dynamic VF components allow you to implement functionality that is just not possible with the use of rendered attributes. For example, if the page composition / structure is completely dynamic and only determined at runtime. The sample demo during the webinar is a good example of this use case. 4. Speaking of, enough groundwork already. Show me some code. The webinar demoed a simple top 10 open opportunities VF page with the opportunities grouped by their respective accounts and displayed in a tabbed format. Each tab on the page corresponds to an account. Since the number of accounts that the top 10 opportunities could belong to is dynamic, could be a minimum of 1 or a max of 10, you can't create this page using static Apex tab panel and Apex tab tags with rendered attributes. Instead, you can use a dynamic VF component and insert the appropriate number of tabs at runtime. Here is the VF markup for the page. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And the corresponding Apex controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Let's walk through the code. The VF markup is super simple, which is after all one of the reasons for using dynamic VF components. The entire tab panel section of the page is represented with a single Apex dynamic component tag whose component value attribute is linked to the getTabViewController method that returns the dynamic VF markup at runtime. Let's now look at where the real action is, the getTabViewController method. Every standard VF tag, except for certain tags that aren't currently supported in Pilot, now has an equivalent Apex class representation, component.apex.componentName. So for example, the Apex data table tag is represented by component.apex.datatable, Apex tab panel by component.apex.tabPanel, and so on. Every attribute that exists on a standard Visual Force tag is available as a property in the corresponding Apex class, for example the title attribute of the tab panel component. You generate dynamic VF markup in Apex by instantiating and manipulating these classes. Adding child nodes to a dynamic Visual Force component can be done via the child components list property. That is exactly what the getTabViewController method does. Line 35, generate a tab panel component and its child tab panels based on the runtime opportunity data. You can also see how it's possible to insert HTML markup in a dynamic VF component by using component.apex.outputText with the escape attribute set to false. Finally, the getOpTotal method, line 71, shows how you can use the expressions property to set expressions, formulas and global variables, like $user etc., in a dynamic VF component. Sorry for the seemingly endless post and congratulations for making it this far. Remember to also check out the Summer 11 homepage for additional documentation and other resources for the upcoming release. Happy coding, and as always, comments and questions are welcome.